You're listening here to the Boom Mic, the official broadcast of Boom Slang Basketball. Right now it is the championship game of the Zero Gravity Rumble for the Ring New York Tournament between Boom Slang Basketball Club and Connecticut Elite. And we are underway in this championship game. It is the second time that Boom Slang and Connecticut Elite are playing in this tournament. First shot of the game misses. Connecticut Elite gets the rebound. The players for Boom Slang: Violet, Nelly, Olivia, Sabella, Valerie, Ella, Zoe, Julia, Isla, Molly, Julia, and Anya, as a double dribble is called here in the first half against Boom Slang. And it will be Elite ball. Boom Slang is a little bit undermanned coming into this game. A number of the players are missing, so they are going to have to put up quite the effort against this Connecticut Elite team that has not lost yet in the tournament. Last week, Boom Slang nearly took home the championship in the Zero Gravity Metropolitan Grand Opener. They're looking to take home the championship in this game today. Remember, it is 2 14-minute halves. A drive inside for Connecticut Elite. Looks like they lost the ball out of bounds, and they did. So good defense from Boom Slang, and they forced the turnover. Boom Slang Basketball Club is the only AAU team in the tri-state area with its own play-by-play broadcast, and Boom Slang Basketball Club in Greenwich, Connecticut is the only all-girls basketball program. Dribbling inside, first shot for Boom Slang is no good from Valerie, and Connecticut Elite is able to grab the rebound and dribble back the other way. They get inside the paint, pass into the corner. Good defense here from Boom Slang. Elite shot banks off the rim, no good. Rebound is loose, and it looks like Connecticut Elite has it. They get a second chance, shot no good. Another rebound is up and no good, and they have called a foul here against Boom Slang. Nelly's going to go over to the sideline and talk with Coach Ron. Ron and Coach Jessica are leading Boom Slang into this championship game here on Sunday afternoon. Two free throws here for Connecticut Elite with 12:46 to go in the first half. First one banks, and it's no good. So the score remains 0-0. Second free throw, no good again. Elite able to get the rebound. Another jump shot misses. Great defense so far from Boom Slang. Haven't allowed any points yet. Here's another shot from Elite. It's no good. A loose ball is on the floor. Elite able to grab the rebound. Another shot misses. And it is going to be off of Boom Slang out of bounds. So 12:22 in the clock remaining in the first half. And running down. Inbound pass gets tipped, and it's out of bounds again off of Boom Slang. Inbound pass comes loose again, and Iowa gets the steal, but looks like she has it. Players pause for a moment, but Iowa does get the steal and dribbles it up the court. Isla in the corner, good pass inside, shot for Nelly got blocked, and Elite has the rebound. Elite driving back the other way. Isla with good defense, tried to take the charge, it wasn't called. Still 0-0 our score in the championship game. Here's a shot from the free throw line, it's no good, loose out of bounds, untouched by anyone after the shot. And we'll see who the ball is off of. Looks like it's off Elite, so Boom Slang will get the ball back. Ball went out of bounds off of Boom Slang as they dribbled up the court, so the clock stopped at 11:19 and still 0-0 the score. Elite dribbling to the elbow. Looks like a double dribble there, and they do make the call, so Boom Slang able to force another turnover. Elite kept playing even though the whistle was blown. But now, Boone Slang will get to inbounds. Yesterday, Boone Slang won against Gorn Leaders Basketball and then nearly had a win in the second game against the Greenwich Stars. So a really good performance yesterday to earn a spot in the championship game today. Elite's going to make their first substitution of the game as Boom Slang has the ball with a little more than 12 minutes to go. Still looking for the first points of the game. Pass in gets deflected out of bounds off of Boom Slang. And with 10:47 to go, Elite gets the ball back. Again, Elite is undefeated in the tournament, so a big test for Boom Slang in this game. Elite driving inside. It is loose on the floor. Elite able to pick it up. Drive inside. Layup is good, and Elite takes the lead, 2-0. So Boom Slang down early. Pass gets intercepted. Another steal for Elite. They drive all the way to the rim. Good defense by Iowa. Shot goes up. It's no good. Offensive rebound. Putback is good. And it is 4-0. Elite with the lead. 4 minutes gone by in the first half. Coach Ron and Coach Jessica trying to make some adjustments from the sideline. Elite gets the steal, though. Trying to run the transition offense all the way inside. Layup's no good. Elite able to get another offensive rebound, though. Iowa steps forward, nearly gets the steal. Elite keeps the ball, drive to the rim, and the layup is good. So three straight baskets for Elite. And with 9:30 to go in the first half, it's 6-0. Isla driving into the corner. And she stepped on the sideline out of bounds with 9 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the first half. Some substitutions here. Both teams bring in some new players. Sabella comes in for the first time for Boom Slang. Boom Slang trailing 6-0 here in the championship game against undefeated Connecticut Elite. But a whistle here. Isla was able to force a jump ball, and the possession arrow will send it to Boom Slang. So good defense again from Isla. Boom Slang trying to get its first basket of the game. Shot is good. Jump shot from Nelly at 6-2, right from the elbow. Beautiful shot from Nelly, and the first points of the game for Boom Slang. Let's see if they can build a little bit of momentum off of that basket. A loop back the other way. Shot misses off the rim. Rebound is loose, nearly a tie-up. Elite trying to rip it away, and they're able to do so and keep the ball. Driving on the elbow. Bank shot is good. And it is 8-2. Elite on top. 7:52 to go in the first half. And a 6-point lead for Connecticut Elite. And now a turnover. Elite taking it back the other way, but Iowa steals it right back. That's another turnover that I was able to force. She's looking for some help from her teammates, but they looked like they call a travel or perhaps a double dribble. It looked like Connecticut Elite might have been pressing that forced the double dribble, but they're going to give the basketball back to Elite with 7:15 left in the first half. Elite with another jump shot off the inbound. It's an air ball. And a whistle blows. Elite will keep the ball. Leading 8-2 here in the championship game. Pass gets deflected, out of bounds. It's off Elite, so Boomslang gets the ball back. And they'll make a substitution. Olivia will take a breath, and Flowery comes back in. A couple of the players are missing today for Boomslang, so only six available. There's a shot from Molly, hits off the rim, no good. And the rebound taken back by Elite. 8-2, Elite leads, 6:40 to go in the first half. There's good defense by Sabella. She was able to deflect the ball and then forces a travel. Player went up for Elite and didn't shoot or pass. So another turnover for Connecticut Elite, thanks to the good defense. Don't forget, this fall season for Boomslang goes until Sunday, November 23rd, and then the winter season starts on Friday, December 2nd. Players should register now, if they haven't already, for the Boomslang basketball winter season. Good job by Molly to get the ball off the inbound for Boomslang, trying to work her way through a triple team. And they call a jump ball on the possession. I'll send it back the other way to Connecticut Elite. Clock running at 5:50, still 8-2 lead. This goes out of bounds, and it will be Boomslang basketball. 5:32 to go here in the first half. Whistle here, and it's out of bounds off Elite, so Boomslang will keep the ball for the moment. Trailing 8-2 in the championship game of the Zero Gravity Rumble for the Ring New York tournament. This is Valerie. Nearly had her pass stolen, and now Elite is able to take it. Trying to run their fast break offense again. Dribbling to the rim. And the whistle blows. And inbounding now will be Boomslang off the turnover. So Boomslang has done a really good job on defense, forcing turnovers here in the first half, trying to find a way to get some points. Valerie, pass for Nelly. Made a jump shot before, tries a pass inside, and then a shot gets blocked. Nelly gets the rebound. Sabella trying to get it as well. It'll be a jump ball, and possession will stay with Boomslang. Elite making some substitutions here. Four new players come in the game for the final stretches of the first half. Boomslang trying to inbound underneath their own basket. Lob comes up, it gets deflected into the corner and out of bounds. And it will be Elite basketball.
You know what's funny? I think Daniel Jones has more rushing touchdowns than he does with long
touchdowns. Elite with the ball, driving to the rim. Good defense again from Boomslang. Pass goes into the corner. Just about 4.5 minutes to go. Elite with a jump shot off the rim, no good. Rebound is loose, and it's taken by Molly. 4:20 to go, 8-2 lead for Elite in the championship game. And a Boomslang pass gets deflected. And it will be a turnover. Nelly had the basket earlier in the first half for Boomslang. They're looking for some more of that. Continuing to play good defense. Ball is loose on the floor on the Elite end. Elite able to pick it up. Trying a layup, it's no good, but a foul is called against Boomslang, and it will be free throws coming. Second time that Elite has shot free throws in the first half. 3:53 to go. Clock is stopped. First free throw is no good, so it remains 8-2. Glad you're joining us here on the Boom Mic, the official broadcast of Boom Slang Basketball Club. Second free throw is good, and it is 9-2. So a 7-point lead, 3:40 to go in the first half. Molly, great pass inside. Valerie has it, and it's ripped away from her. And Elite will take the ball back. Good defense by Isla, gets the deflection, but last touch by her. So an inbound coming for Connecticut Elite. There's a drive inside. Remember, the second time this is that these two teams are playing in this tournament. It was a great game the first time. And this one is as well so far. Get a whistle, and Boomslang getting ready to make a substitution. And here it comes. It is Olivia coming back in. Who is she going to replace? Boomslang with 6 on the court at the moment. She will replace Valerie, who will take a break. Remember, Boomslang got the win yesterday against Bourne Weavers Basketball, helping them get to this championship game. Less than 3 minutes to go in the first half now. There's a shot for Elite. It's no good. They get the offensive rebound. Putback hits the top of the backboard off the rim. No good again. Elite able to get another offensive rebound. And it is out of bounds. And Connecticut Elite will make 2 more substitutions. They have plenty of players on their bench, so able to avoid players getting tired. Remember, Boomslang with a couple of players missing today, so everybody's going to have to play a lot of minutes. Nine to the lead, and Boomslang on defense. Looks like a travel there, and that is the call. So another forced turnover by Boomslang. I think Coach Ron and Coach Jessica have to be happy with the way the team is playing defense today. Only allowing 9 points in the first 11 and a half minutes of this game. See if they can get the offense going. Instead of turnover, Elite coming back the other way. We're playing with 6 players on the court for a moment, so they have to run one off. And they turn the ball over anyway. Good defense again from Boomslang. 2 minutes left in the first half. And now Elite will make the substitution. 9-2 lead for Connecticut Elite in the championship game against Boomslang Basketball Club. The only AAU team in the tri-state area with its own play-by-play broadcast. And it's Connecticut's only all-girls basketball program. Elite with the ball, shot, rolls around the rim, and goes in. So the lead extends to 9 with a minute 25 to go. Isla trying to drive inside, lost the ball for a moment, throws it up towards the backboard, hits off the side of it, she gets it back. Pass inside for Nelly off of forehands, out of bounds. And Connecticut Elite gets the ball. 1:08 to go in the first half. And an 11-2 score in the championship game. Elite driving in transition. Layup goes in, and Elite's 11. 13-2 with under a minute left. We'll see if Boomslang can have some momentum going into halftime. Nelly tries a shot. It's no good. Connecticut Elite comes back the other way. There's a shot. It's no good. And a strong rebound for Isla. She has been outstanding on defense here in the first half. Less than 30 seconds left. Tries to pass one for Molly. Got deflected. And it is off of Connecticut Elite. Boomslang will keep the ball with the clock stopped at 23 seconds left. Waiting for the inbound here. Boomslang trying to get the ball in, and they do. Iowa dribbling it in the corner. Elite able to force the turnover. Clock running down to 13 seconds. And the ball goes out of bounds. Elite still with possession. 13.2 seconds left on the clock. Maybe looking for one more shot at the end of the half. They get a shot. It's no good. Offensive rebound is loose. Pass into the corner. Another jump shot. High arcer and air ball. 2 seconds. One more shot off the side of the backboard. And that is the end of the first half. A 13-2 lead for Connecticut Elite against Boomslang Basketball Club. We'll take a short break and be back in just a moment on the Boom Mic, the official broadcast of Boomslang Basketball Club. We are ready to start the second half of the championship game of the Zero Gravity Rumble for the Ring New York Tournament. A 13-2 lead at halftime for Connecticut Elite against Boomslang Basketball Club. Boomslang trying to win its first tournament championship ever. They got a great win yesterday against Bourne Leaders Basketball and a near victory against the Greenwich Stars. Hoping to make a comeback here in the second half as they put 14 minutes back on the clock. Glad you're with us here on the Boom Mic, the official broadcast of Boomslang Basketball Club. Elite gets the ball first, drives inside, and the layup is good. So now a 13-point lead, and I think they called a foul as well. So it will be a free throw coming to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play for Connecticut Elite. Just 8 seconds into the second half. Elite made one free throw in the first half. This one is no good. They get the offensive rebound, but it looked like a lane violation against the shooter, and that is the call. So Boomslang will get the ball now. Maybe a little confusion between the officials and the players, but it is Boomslang ball. We'll see what adjustments Coach Ron and Coach Jessica made at halftime. I'm sure they're very happy with the defense in the first half, but we get a foul here against Connecticut Elite. Good aggressive dribbling from Olivia to draw the foul. A couple whistles in a row here to start the half. Good pass for Nelly. She shoots one. It gets deflected out of bounds. And Boomslang will keep the ball. Clock running at 13:30. They inbound it to Molly. Molly shoots. It's just a little bit short. And Connecticut Elite gets the rebound, leading by 13 points. Good pressure defense from Boomslang, but Elite is able to get it across half court. They drive inside. Bank shot goes in. And Connecticut Elite able to add to its lead. Isla dribbling it back the other way for Boomslang. Isla into the corner. Great pass underneath the basket. Shot for Sabella is no good. It got deflected out of bounds, though, and Boomslang will keep it with 12:48 and counting. Inbound comes towards Sabella again, but it got deflected. And Connecticut Elite gets the ball. Running the fast break. Ball picked up in the corner. Now a pass to the elbow. Good pressure defense again. A shot is off the rim. No good. Elite gets the offensive rebound. Put back try is an air ball. Fight for the ball. Molly has it in the corner, but she stepped out of bounds going after it. So Connecticut Elite will keep the ball. Hope everyone is having a great Sunday and enjoying listening to the Boom Mic, the official broadcast of Boomslang Basketball Club. Connecticut Elite with the ball. Pass comes into the paint. Bank shot, no good. Second chance is high, arcing, and in. So Connecticut Elite able to extend its lead up by a couple here in the second half of the championship game against Boomslang in the Zero Gravity Rumble for the Ring New York Tournament. Ball went out of bounds, and Connecticut Elite will get it back. Boomslang ready to make a substitution here. Looks like Isla will go sit for a moment. Brought back in is Valerie. Inbound comes for Connecticut Elite. Layup hits the front rim and bounces in. So Connecticut Elite doing a nice job here in the championship game. They are undefeated in the tournament. And hoping that remains the same they are after this game. There's a shot for Boomslang. It's no good from Valerie. Rebound is loose, and Connecticut Elite able to take it. Connecticut Elite coming back the other way. A layup is no good. Good defense from Boomslang once again. Elite able to get their own rebound, though. Drive inside, pass into the middle of the paint. No one touches it as it goes all the way across. It's a turnover, and Boomslang will get the ball back. 10 minutes and 52 seconds to go in the second half of the championship game here. Inbound comes. Good defense by Olivia. Elite gets it out of trouble. Shot was way off, and a great rebound pulled down by Sabella. She's going all the way. Pass to Molly. She shoots. Looked like she might have been fouled. There's no call. The shot's no good. And Elite gets the ball back. Last week, Boomslang nearly took home the championship in the Zero Gravity Metropolitan Grand Opener. And this week, they're able to get to the championship game of this zero gravity rumble for the ring New York tournament. The clock running to 10 minutes left in the second half. Inbound about to come for Connecticut Elite. Who has the lead? Elite with the ball deep in the corner. Good pressure defense from Boomslang. A shot for Elite is way off thanks to the good defense. Second chance, no good. Third opportunity. Banks off the rim. It's no good again. Goes out of bounds. And it will be Boomslang basketball. Good defense again. A turnover, though, and Elite gets it. Shot rattles around. It's no good. And the rebound pulled down by Molly. Molly looking to go coast to coast. Ends up in the corner. Tries to throw it into the middle, but it gets taken away. Now running the break back the other direction is Connecticut Elite. But before they're able to take the shot, it is a traveling violation. 8:50 to go, and Boomslang will get the ball back. Trailing by a couple here in the championship game. Molly dribbles up the court, has it knocked away from her out of bounds. Boomslang will keep it. Isla ready to check back in for Boomslang, and Molly will get a little rest. Remember, a couple players not here for Boomslang today, so they are trying to rotate the subs as best as possible. Coach Ron and Coach Jessica trying to keep everybody fresh. Elite gets the ball on a steal. Fast break layup misses. Elite gets its own rebound. Banks one. No good. Rebound is loose. Iowa blocks a shot. Good defense by Iowa again for Boomslang. 8 minutes left. And Connecticut Elite able to take the ball back. Isla, good pressure defense, and it looks like she has forced a jump ball. The possession arrow will give it back to Boomslang. So back-to-back really good defensive plays by Isla. She got a blocked shot and then able to force the jump ball. Inbound from Sabella is, good steal by Connecticut Elite. Trying to shoot in transition, they miss. Good defense recovering there by Nelly. Rebound, though, and they make it. Little jump shot from the corner, and the lead gets just a little bit bigger for Connecticut Elite. 7:10 to go in the second half. Sabella shoots. Just missed a little bit short. Good offense being run by Boomslang. Shots are just not falling yet today. They're able to force a miss on the other end. Trying to run the break. Nelly gets around one defender. Nelly shoots the three-pointer, and it's just off. Back the other way comes Connecticut Elite. 6:40 to go. They shoot one. It's no good. A rebound. Second chance. No good. And out of bounds off of Connecticut Elite. With 6:30 left and the clock continuing to run. If you're interested in joining Boomslang Basketball Club, the only AAU team in the tri-state area with its own broadcast and Connecticut's only all-girls basketball program, we want you to know that the fall season goes until Sunday, November 13th, and then the winter season starts on Friday, December 2nd, and players should register now, if they haven't already, for the Boomslang basketball winter season. 5 minutes and 45 seconds to go. Boomslang with the ball, trailing by a couple here in the championship game. Isla dribbles to the left wing, now back up top. It gets knocked out of her hands. Official blows the whistle, and he is going to say that it is Boomslang ball, so a foul against Connecticut Elite. And Isla will go to the sideline to inbound. She passes to Olivia. Olivia trying to take it to the rim. Now a tie-up A whistle, a jump ball, possession arrow goes to Connecticut Elite. Strong defense on both sides in this game. They actually change the call and say it's boom slang ball, and now they blow the whistle again for a timeout. 5 minutes and 2 seconds to go here in the second half. And what's been a great defensive game so far, both teams have defended their own basket incredibly well. Coach Ron and Coach Jessica on the sideline, chatting with the group of Violet, Nellie, Olivia, Sabella, Valerie, Ella, Zoe, Julia, Isla, Molly, Julia, and Anya, seeing what the final adjustments will be here in the second half. So glad you're with us here listening to the Boom Mic, the official broadcast of Boom Slang Basketball Club. Connecticut Elite still in their huddle, making some final adjustments. We'll see what the teams come out with for the final 5 minutes. It'll be Boom Slang Basketball out of the timeout. Throw in goes to Molly. She is tripped up in the corner. They call another jump ball. And this time it'll go to Connecticut Elite, who has the lead here in the championship game of the Zero Gravity Rumble for the Ring, New York Tournament. Connecticut Elite comes back the other way. Layup goes in. And they're able to extend the lead by a little bit. Here's Isla. Back the other way. Isla dribbles around one defender, tries to get inside. Connecticut Elite plays some good defense and is able to get the ball. They run the fast break. Nellie, good recovery on defense and forces the miss. It comes all the way back out to Isla. She drives it all the way to the rim, and it's ripped away from her out of bounds off of Connecticut Elite with 4:05 left. And Connecticut Elite will make three substitutions as it will still be Boom Slang ball. Isla getting ready to inbound it. And we have a whistle and a foul, I think. And it will be, looks like free throws coming for Boom Slang. It'll be Molly standing at the free throw line with the clock stopped at 3:42. Molly shoots, hits the rim. She gets her own rebound, though. Molly with it in the paint, dumps it inside, and it gets knocked away. Now back the other way. Connecticut Elite, bank shot is no good. Trickles out of bounds. Looks like it's off Elite. And Boom Slang will get the ball. Clock continuing to run. 3:15 remaining in this defensive-oriented game. Pass got deflected out of bounds. Now 3 minutes left, and it looks like the official is saying it'll be Connecticut Elite ball as they make some substitutions. Looked like a close call there in the corner. Connecticut Elite does inbound it, dribbling to the near corner. Good double team being put on by Nellie and Isla. Nellie knocks the ball free, and it is out of bounds. It is off Connecticut Elite, though, so they say it's Boom Slang ball, so the defense forces another turnover. Here's Isla back the other way, trying to get it over to Nellie. And Connecticut Elite takes the ball back. They try and run the fast break. Layup is good. So Connecticut Elite able to extend the lead. Two minutes left in this game. Ball is loose on the far side of the court, knocked out of bounds by Connecticut Elite. So Boomslang will keep it. Minute 50 to go. Remember, this Connecticut Elite team is undefeated in the tournament, so a very difficult opponent for Boomslang today, but they've certainly held their own and shown a great effort. Elite with the ball, shot from just inside the free throw line is long. Valerie gets the rebound, rips it away from a couple of defenders, and now Boomslang coming back the other way. Trying to get one inside, shot no good, and Elite has the ball. And it looks like we'll have a substitution, or perhaps a timeout, taken by Connecticut Elite. 1:14 to go in the second half. And Connecticut Elite trying to decide what it wants to do with the final 74 seconds of this game. On the Boomslang side, it's Coach Ron and Coach Jessica talking things over with the players. Looks like Coach Ron is talking about defense and keeping your hands straight up. Make sure you don't commit fouls or anything of the sort. Both teams still in the timeout, getting ready for the final minutes of this game. Now all the players back on the court, and we're underway again with Elite with the basketball. They bring it across midcourt. Let's see what their coach has designed in that timeout. They drive it to the rim, good double team. Nelly's in there, Sabella as well. Pass towards the free throw line, a shot hits the rim, no good. An offensive rebound for Elite, good defense by Molly, and she gets the steal. Molly coming back the other way. She's in the corner, passes it towards Nelly. It's loose. Molly gets it back, falls on top of it. This should be another jump ball, and it is, with 37.3 seconds remaining. Inbound will come for Boomslang. Time running low. A shot for Boomslang is just off the rim, no good. 30 seconds left. Connecticut Elite drives it back the other way. Pass to the top of the key. A jump shot is short. Goes almost out of bounds. Now it is out of bounds off of Connecticut Elite. And it will be Boomslang ball. Time running low, down to 10 seconds. Boomslang will have time to inbound it one more time. They throw it into Nelly. She's going to get maybe one more shot off. And the clock runs out before she can shoot. So that will be it in the championship game of the Zero Gravity Rumble for the Ring New York Tournament. Connecticut Elite gets the win, but an awesome effort from Boomslang Basketball Club. Thanks for listening to the Boom Mic, the official broadcast of Boomslang Basketball Club, and we hope you'll be with us next time. Have a great afternoon, everyone.